I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 873, Jesus at the Tipping Point. It is no secret that our society is in trouble, deep trouble. It may not be an exaggeration to say, at least since the Civil War, we've never been this polarized, divided, angry, and confused. COVID may have opened the door to all of this, but we've propped it open now, and we're rushing through it to our own peril. What can the church do in the midst of all of this chaos? I think the answer is to keep Jesus at the tipping point. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus clearly said, the greatest thing we can do is to love God and to love others. And figuring out what that looks like in this new reality is harder to do than ever. The number of people attending church is down, way down. The number of people who claim to have faith at all is dropping at an alarming rate. And many people feel like the church is the problem, that they've been wronged by God's people, not loved by them. Now that's a topic for another episode. But the truth to that charge is yes and no. Today, what can we do? How can we offer any sort of hope or goodness or grace or truth that might still possibly be heard by those who are hurting, by those who are hate-filled, by the herd of people heading in the wrong direction, and then trying to take the whole country with them? Well, I don't think it will surprise you to hear me say that the answer is Jesus. And I don't mean that tritely or Sunday school, like Jesus, Bible, God, church is the answer to everything. But I mean to truly love and live like Jesus in front of them, in authentic, sacrificial, and consistent ways. Live like Jesus, who said to the woman caught in adultery, "Neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more." Live like Jesus, who wasn't afraid to love on and hang out with people that the religious people of his day would condemn him for. Live like Jesus, who, by weeping over the hurts of others, even Lazarus, his dear friend, and over Jerusalem as a whole, he showed his compassion. Live like Jesus as a suffering servant, not a dictatorial king who only cares for power and position. Live like Jesus, who was approachable. People loved being around him, even when they didn't want to be around self-proclaimed holy people in that day. Do skeptics want to be around us? Because here's the hard truth. The skeptics and the teens, those who have walked away, are drawn to followers of Jesus who actually follow Jesus and not just explain Jesus to them. Now, this is a complex issue with many angles to it. I'm certainly not attempting to make it simplistic, but I do want to make it understandable. When the church looks and lives like Jesus, people respond to that and don't reject that. And that goes all the way back to the early centuries of Christianity, when Christians cared for abandoned babies that the Romans left to die because they didn't want them. Or it goes to Christians going to places where the plagues were happening and causing illness to others. And Christians went there where others were afraid. When Jesus today has skin on, and it's our skin, and people can see that we're living out before their eyes, although imperfectly, the truth that we say we believe, that's compelling, people. Here's the great question. If you were to pick just one thing that you believe Christians or the church should be doing to help turn the tide back to God, what would that be? Let's pray. Father, we can no more pretend the world is the way it was before COVID. The pandemic didn't just take away lives, it took away souls. Many have left the church, stopped following, and stopped believing. Instead of believing, they now blame, and their blame is not all unjustified. We do bear responsibility for not being the Jesus to them that we should have been. Lord, we so want people to see you, the real you, and they're looking for you in our lives. May they see you there. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 874. In the meantime, look, I love to preach, and I still believe that proclaiming the Word of God is important and vital. But when the skeptics see proclamation without transformation in the church, they're just not interested at all. Jesus must live through our everyday lives. And it's up to us to always and ever keep Jesus at the tipping point.